Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, stick around for the double betrayal with our listener, Kira, her friend, and the guy she's been seeing.
Yeah, I feel like the advice was conditional, though, because we had some questions that I feel like could be key in how this turns out.
Can you name how many legitimate reasons you would have to go to the hospital?
It gets real awkward.
It does get awkward. The game tap out. Can we make it sexy? Setting the bar stories. Yes, 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 and so much more.
Enjoy your Monday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Good weekend.
Busy weekend. I know, same for you. We had two weddings. I officiated one of them. And then the boy had like a 4-hour basketball expo, and the girl had an acting workshop. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, no relaxation whatsoever. How about you?
Bourbon and Beyond Festival was, you know, Thursday through last night. So, was there the only, I didn't go Saturday, but I went Thursday and Friday. And last night, and then Saturday, drove up to Brown County, Indiana, which is Nashville, Indiana, that area, for a big cross-country meet. So that was Saturday morning. But it was like a lot of, you know, we closed out fish on Friday night, which, you know, we didn't get out until probably 11 or so, and then turned around and was up and out the door by 6:30 the next morning. Yeah, I mean,
ouchie.
And then, yeah, yesterday.
Did we need to stay for the whole fish thing?
Are you really asking that?
I've never been to a fish.
Was that
your first?
So, yeah, it was. But I did not see the entire. No, we did not stay for the entire fish concert.
Oh, okay.
They played two sets, so we left after the first set was over.
Okay.
And but yes, I mean, it still took forever to get out and get
right.
home. So, all that. So yeah, I mean, they had a different footprint this year for Bourbon and Beyond than it was for the last few years there at the, Expo Center. And I think it worked better. Like, it didn't seem as crazy nuts crowded as it was, in years past, even though there was 50,000, 75,000 people at once in that area. I mean, it was absolutely insane. So yeah, ton of
helpful
people.
Helpful when it's that hot still.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It was pretty blazing. And Noah Kahan got a chance to see a little bit of Noah Kahan last night. But again, you know, this show gets in the way of evening activities.
Sure.
So didn't stay for the entire Noah Kahan set. But yeah.
But we need to talk about your most triumphant moment. Meeting a celebrity, getting a picture with no embarrassing sweat stains.
Oh, yeah. I was going to.
Congratulations.
So, Miles Smith, he sings the stargazing song. And he spent a few minutes. I chatted with him. And the picture that we got, yes, I wore dark clothes.
Smart.
Which was different than the Teddy Swims photo that I took.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wore dark clothes. And so the sweat was not nearly as apparent on that. And so, yeah, no embarrassing sweat stains. He did come out wearing a Lou City soccer shirt. Which kind of interesting. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought he was watching soccer back in his dressing room, but he had soccer, like FIFA soccer, Xbox. He was playing it. So,
he must be like a true fan.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He was gaming there. So, it was pretty cool. He was pretty cool. And, we'll have up the interview for you to take a listen to a little bit later on today. WDJX.com. Just, tap listen. You can get that.
But I saw that. I felt the need to point it out because how triumphant for you. What a comeback.
Yeah.
What a comeback.
It is kind of a redemption story. I did see several people comment that said, "Hey, were you late? Did you have to run to the interview?"
Yes.
And you know what? I did cut it close, but I was I was able to walk, so yeah. I mean,
great.
There was not nearly the stress level that there was last year.
That's
which
great.
Makes for a more boring story. Got to be
sure,
honest.
It lives better for you.
Yes.
Having a better photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just was in Louisville for Bourbon and Beyond. And man, his name has been thrown around for more than just that recently. Like, just went through a breakup. We were talking about that on Friday.
Yeah, and he had to power through a lot of shows when he was going through some personal turmoil.
And now, a cameraman working with Benson Boone's tour, so he very well could have been in Louisville, dude's name is Tyler, was arrested for urinating on clothes worth around $700 at a surf style shop in Florida.
What in the world?
Uh-huh. Apparently, he was standing between a couple clothing racks for an extended time.
And it's just like, when you got to go, you got to go, and I can't look around for a bathroom?
So after he left, then management kind of like wandered over there and found that he had peed on the merchandise and on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't sell it.
Oh, no.
Couldn't sell it.
You can't sell pee clothes even at a discount.
I mean,
you're going to have to launder those first.
I mean, you could.
You're going to have to launder them.
Kelly?
No.
If it's an expensive piece of clothing.
No, we're not doing that immediately. We're laundering it first. Are you saying let it dry out and then sell the pee clothes?
Well, they're saying they can't sell it at all. I'm saying, why don't you slap a manager's special sticker on it?
Because after you launder it?
Because if it's me, I'm like, you know what? Depending on what it is, maybe I could wash it in hot or bleach it.
But it'd be all right. You want the store to do that first. Are you willing to buy the clothes with the pee on it and then take it home to launder it yourself? Oof. Is that what you're saying? I'm not doing that.
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying. The store goes launders them. Okay. Mm-hmm. They slap the sticker on it. We actually don't even need to know what happened to it before they had to launder them. We don't need to even know that the pee happened.
Well, they're not even.
They can just say, oh, these are on sale. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but it is.
But I'm going to take it.
Smells Downy Fresh, though.
Sure does.
Smells Downy Fresh.
Yes. Yes. That's the only way that could work out.
But you're right. I'm probably not.
Sanitarily, you can't touch the pee clothes.
Right.
Like, no.
You're probably not putting it in a bag myself because I'm going to be worried that, you know, my hands might touch some of the pee-pee parts.
No. No.
If it's my own, I'm fine.
Really?
What do you mean, really? Yeah, of course.
Okay. Disgusting. Hopefully you don't have to worry about that with your own.
Well, it's been a while.
Okay. Unfortunate story, though, for poor Benson. To be associated
I know,
like that.
I know. Heartbreak. And now he's got a cameraman who's peeing on clothes.
He should probably just set a new protocol with his people. Like, listen, if you get caught doing something stupid like that, you don't tell them who you work for.
Either that or maybe
I'm a freelancer.
Listen, maybe he just didn't have a little checkbox on the questionnaire. Do I like to pee on clothes? Check yes or no.
Mm. Well, sometimes you just don't know until the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, you're right. Just like when you had guacamole for the first time, you thought you hated it. Then all of a sudden you love
it. Exactly. But what I'm saying is he needs to say, listen, if you get caught doing anything stupid, you do not work for me. Okay. We leave me out of it. We just say, I'm a freelancer. Okay? That's what we say when we're being arrested for doing your stupid thing.
Yeah, well.
That's what he should say.
Poor Benson Boone there.
Dang it.
How would you like to hear some jokes?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. It's all for this fun little makeshift trophy that I have in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the satisfaction of getting the other person. Kelly lost last week. Losers go first. You ready?
And your stupid knock knock joke. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Hey Ben.
Yeah.
You know I hate it when people call my phone.
Yeah.
I don't use it for that.
Right, like texting and
social media, scrolling,
Snapchat,
shopping.
OnlyFans, things like that. Right.
Not OnlyFans.
Hey, Kelly, my wife gave me an envelope with not to be opened until 2027 on it.
Wow.
Yeah, and inside of it was a list of reasons why I can't be trusted to follow simple instructions.
Oh.
I'm like, what gives?
Right, because you opened it. That's how you know it's in there. Hey, Ben.
Hmm.
Not to brag.
Yeah.
But I own an island.
Oh.
It's in my kitchen.
Ah, very nice.
But still impressive.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, why don't football players wear glasses?
Why don't football players wear glasses?
It's a contact sport.
Mm, yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot that gets past me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always can tell when they use fake dinosaurs in movies.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what? Never considered that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Cliff. Or Steven Seagull?
Oh. Okay.
I didn't really get the... Never mind.
When you don't understand your own
I didn't
jokes,
understand the
know,
first punchline, so I
that's
had to go
fun.
With the second one.
That's fun. Hey, thanks. Ben.
Yeah, hi.
I bought a loaf of bread in Walmart
yesterday. Sounds good. Sure.
It's kind of an impulse buy because I'd only gone in there for a jackhammer wetsuit and a blender.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Hey, Kelly, scientists got bored after watching the Earth turn for 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call that a day.
Yeah, let's call that a day.
Sure.
Wife says... prayers for my husband, who very tragically got me nothing for her anniversary.
Oh, no.
When I told him I wanted nothing for my anniversary.
Oh.
He should know that's not what I mean.
Nah, that's not what she means. You know, Kelly, my brother and I aren't allowed to play with chainsaws anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, technically he's my half-brother, but...
Oh, yeah!
Still not allowed to play with chainsaws.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I threw a boomerang months ago.
Okay.
I've been living in fear ever since.
Oh.
I've got quite the arm on me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. This is You Laugh, You Lose. You know, Kelly, a guy goes to the doctor and says, I keep seeing a werewolf with big, sharp teeth.
Oh.
Doc says, have you seen a psychiatrist? Guy says, no, just a werewolf.
Yeah. Got it.
Not seeing a psychiatrist, I'm seeing a werewolf.
Right.
Point.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You're on a horse riding at full gallop.
Got it.
Next to you is a giraffe at full gallop.
Yes.
And behind you is a lion on your tail.
Yes.
What do you do?
What?
You get off the carousel.
Oh. Makes sense. And Kelly, I had told my wife, there's a wolf! She was like, where? I was like, no, the regular kind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little theme there. That's great. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
I was raised as an only child.
Okay.
Drove my sister nuts.
Ah. Yeah, I bet
yeah, also poured a little salt in the wound when all of her awards had my name on it.
Ooh.
Including her wedding program.
Oh.
That's a true story.
Okay.
That's a true story.
Am I supposed to laugh at that?
No.
Okay.
It's just tragic.
Okay.
Sorry, sis.
It's You Laugh, You Lose. You know, Kelly, I also told my wife, I keep seeing spots before my eyes.
Oh, wow.
My wife asked, have you seen a doctor? And I told her,
nope,
no,
just spots.
Just spots. I've
love
only
it
seen
when
spots.
You take yourself out. I love it when you take. I know. I see it on your face
yes,
when you're going. You
all right. Enjoy it. Enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
The trophy is yours. There you
also,
go.
Also, apologies to my sister. I know it still stings
sure.
that my name was on your wedding program.
Yeah. There it is. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So this kind of falls under the you had one job category.
Kind of like my sister's wedding program. And my brother-in-law's grandparents who were in charge of that.
Yeah, you had
said,
one
nope,
job.
Nope, we're not doing it again.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a setting the bar story. But
that
this
was.
Is another setting the bar story in that
right.
same category.
Okay.
Coming up on 99.7 DJX. Time for a study of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. This falls under the you had one job category. Basically, it's don't mess with your girlfriend's race snacks when she's running a marathon.
Oh, dang it.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without eating all your girlfriend's nutrition for her marathon, you're doing okay.
Why? Did he know?
So Katie is the marathon runner, right? She's running this marathon in Florida.
Sure.
She gave her boyfriend and put him in charge of like some nutrition during the run to like refuel. Like, hey, you know, one of the favorites is Nerds gummy clusters. Those are good, like, source of sugar and energy. You know, there's some energy bars, there's goo, there's things like, anyways, there's things because you lose so much nutrition, sugar, electrolytes, all that. You need to replenish that if you're running 26.2 miles. So she wrote on TikTok, when you gave your boyfriend extra snacks to give you during your marathon and he eats them all.
OMG.
What happened here?
What the f***?
What job?
I don't.
He said, he goes, I don't have any. She goes, what the blank? You had one job.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's right in the middle of the marathon as she's running by. She goes over to, like, grab some because they had a deal, and he didn't have anything to give her.
I mean, I don't even understand. Is this just for clicks? If so, that's elaborate. I mean, hanging your girlfriend out to dry. Or maybe he had one and then just kidding after... They stopped rolling. Could it have been that?
I mean, maybe
I'm just kidding.
Maybe it's just for clicks. Who knows? But, you know, he's probably filming her anyways because she's running by. She's running a marathon. So he's got the, you know, his phone running, rolling. And maybe he got a little hungry.
I mean, the comments, though.
Oh, it's brutal,
like
brutal.
Another internet villain. Here we go.
Yeah, right.
The dude who ate the snacks of his girlfriend running a marathon.
Right.
Everybody's saying, not only is he sabotaging your marathon, he genuinely doesn't care about you.
Right.
She trained for a marathon. Marathon training takes months. It's not something that's easily done.
Yep.
So he's a runner himself who knows the importance of those snacks. So it is much deeper. It is sabotage. He wanted her to fail. Wow. Like rare.
Yeah. So
you asked for it, buddy.
So listen, the overall moral in this is don't mess with your girlfriend's race snacks when she's running a marathon. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know if they're dating anymore.
I don't know if they made it.
I'm guessing they probably didn't. I don't know. Can you recover from that?
So again,
I mean, the look on her face, she's furious.
Yes. Yeah,
and then she's got to get right back in the headspace of, okay, now I'm going to have to power through. How am I going to do this? I'm going to do it. You can see it's such a quick clip. It's 6 seconds.
Right.
But you see so much on her face in those 6 seconds.
Yes.
You really do.
And I don't know what mile she's at this point.
Yeah, but, I don't know. But it doesn't say.
But it is such a mental thing as well as a physical thing. So mentally, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, gosh.
Yes.
You know, what's going on? How am I going to finish? I've still got 10 miles to go and things like that.
Well, the New York Post picked it up and they did the article. If you go to the root video, they turned off the comments.
Yeah.
They must have been really bad.
Yeah. So that's your setting the bar story. We'll share it so you can see it. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. All right. Let's take a dive at some of the clickbait headlines that you may see. Scroll across your feed. Look, we click on them so you don't have to. First up, ChatGPT addicts can no longer make decisions.
Okay. Yeah, let's just... I can't decide where to go eat. Let's ask ChatGPT.
Right. Exactly. Yep. What should I do here? Ask ChatGPT. So I guess, you know, according to several surveys, 73% of people who use the AI chatbot say they're dependent on it.
Yep. Use it a little bit too much now.
A little bit too much.
I mean, it's a genius in lots of different ways.
Sure, absolutely. It can offer up suggestions. Again, it just scans the internet. It doesn't, it's not necessarily scanning whether or not it's true.
Right.
And it's just finds scanning
it instantaneously, which is nice.
I know. That's nice too. People are using it over like search bars like Google or Yahoo or things like that.
Yep.
But yeah, basically it is, you know, going from, okay, hey, where should we eat tonight? I don't know. Where do you think? I don't know. And then ChatGPT, where should we go? And to people using it to plan big things like weddings, honeymoons,
yes.
Stuff like that. So
I talked to somebody over the weekend that, you know, their friend planned like this whole European vacation all on ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
And it was amazing.
Really?
Yes. So beware, travel agents. ChatGPT may be coming for your job. Crazy.
Dang. Okay. This other one I thought was interesting. Is this shower hack the new melatonin?
Okay.
The shower hack is dark showering. Have you ever heard of this?
You just shower in the dark?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, we kind of do that. I just put a closet light on, so it's very dim.
Oh.
So it's not like pitch black, but yes, yeah. I can't stand the full power lights
really
that early in the morning. So I'll turn a closet light on just enough to where it's dim, not going to give me an instant, you know, even worse headache. Yes.
Yeah. Basically taking a shower in the dark, removing all or most light sources. But it's a form of sensory deprivation. It kind of takes away, like you said, distractions as overhead lights, phones, excess sounds. And so it's just basically becomes one of those mindful and places to fully concentrate on you.
Yes.
And the sensations you're experiencing.
It just feels less aggressive. That time of the morning for me, it's less aggressive.
Yeah. I usually shower in the evenings to give myself an extra 5 minutes in the morning, you know?
Okay.
So that's not necessarily.
You don't need that to wake you up?
No, that's what
I need to be
500 milligrams of caffeine does to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a problem. It's
See,
okay.
I don't do that. I need the hug of the nice warm water. Not a lot of light.
Well, see, I get like, the hug and the nice warm water at night, and just to so I am a clean person going into clean sheets.
Oh, okay.
That's what I like to do.
And then you get sweaty as you sleep.
You know, I mean, no, not all the time. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Okay. Well, what if you wake up and you're sweaty because you were sleep sweating, and then don't you feel like you need another shower?
Nah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great.
But
I also
will
like the smells of like the shampoos and the
body
washes. I'm very sensitive.
But
like,
dark showering
oriented.
Maybe an actual thing. Like,
okay.
I've done it a few times, but not necessarily where I'm consciously doing it. Like, here, I want to make sure that the lights are off, so I shower. I'll just, especially if it's, you know, maybe midday or something, maybe not completely in the morning or at night, I should try it then.
Yeah. During the day, if I, you know, on the weekends when I'm waking up at a normal time, then I have light, natural light coming in. So I don't need to turn on any lights.
Yeah, but I won't turn on, turn on any lights
but
there.
But when it's still dark, I'm just doing the closet light.
Yeah, so I guess
just
that
enough
helps
so I don't
with,
hurt myself.
I guess that helps. Helps
yeah,
with your,
okay.
your mental state and all that stuff. So
look at me, I was a trendsetter, didn't even know it.
That's right. That's right, Kelly. You can add that to your resume, trendsetter.
All right, say thanks, Kelly, because she started doing that.
All right, so there you go. A couple of the clickbait headlines for you there. Be careful with your ChatGPT, and
you'll be addicted, and then you can't make any choices for yourself.
For yourself, yeah, you'll lose the ability to make a choice for yourself, and then the shower hack, the new melatonin, it's dark showering. All right,
there you go. Who knew?
Who knew? It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've been casually seeing this guy for a couple of months now, mm-hmm. but we aren't officially exclusive yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really into him. Would like to take that next step.
Sure.
But the other night, I accidentally saw him on what was clearly a romantic date with a good friend of mine.
Okay.
My heart sank, and now I'm not sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to come across as this crazy girl stalking the guy she wants, but I can't pretend I don't know he's seeing someone that I thought was a friend.
Mm.
This could go wrong in so many ways. So I was just hoping someone listening would have some good advice. I'm so torn up right now.
How do you accidentally... I guess I get it. You just randomly see them together when you weren't necessarily expecting.
And she says, I've been seeing this guy, casually seeing him for a couple of months. Who knows if her friend knows he's the guy she's been seeing.
Right. I wouldn't necessarily immediately put blame on the friend.
Unless she says that the friend knew she was seeing this guy. We don't know that. Yeah,
we don't know that. I remember I was kind of in the same situation with my wife so many years ago when we just started like casually seeing each other. And then I saw her in a car. I was jogging and I saw her in a car with her ex-boyfriend. And remember I told you there was like a little bit of a gray area. The ending of her relationship, the beginning of ours, you know, stuff like
that. Was that how you learned of the gray area?
Yeah. that? Well, but she, like, she'll say that there was never a gray area.
Oh, right.
In her mind.
Right.
So
maybe that was the closure.
Right, maybe. I don't know. So, you know, that was one of those things where later I was like, hey, just you figure out your stuff. And then
call.
And then, yeah, then let me know. And she's like, it's figured out. Don't worry about it. Kind of very mob bossy. Like, hey,
okay.
It's figured out. You're never going to have
the family.
You're never going to have to worry about him again.
That's great.
So
what do we do here in this situation? Do we go to the friend first and be like, hey, I happen to be out such
hey,
and such.
Hey, saw you with Brett.
Saw you on, is that a date? We're assuming that she doesn't know this was a guy that she had been seeing. We're just assuming she didn't know this is the guy. Hey,
yeah.
I saw you. So are you dating someone? And then see what the friend says. And then once they connect the dots that, hey, that's kind of the guy I've been seeing, then maybe we go from there and confront the guy based on how many dates the friend's been on, maybe.
I would almost
if that's the first time.
I would almost go to the guy and say, saw you with my friend. I'd just say, hey, I saw you.
So you're going straight to the guy.
I saw you hanging out with my friend.
Okay.
Looked like you guys were having a good time. Can you tell me about it? And then just kind of go from there. I don't know.
Okay. But she thinks she's been betrayed by her friend as well. So yeah. I feel like we go to the friend first, right?
Maybe.
Do we go to the friend first?
Maybe. All right. So Kelly and I are not necessarily a great help right now. So this is where we're going to need you, especially if you've been in this situation, you can offer up your advice. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Man, what happens when you feel like you've been betrayed not only by the guy you're casually seeing, but also your friend when you accidentally see them both out? Now, the thing that we are questioning and speculating on, which we don't have a clear answer, is did her friend know they were dating? Has the guy she's seeing, does he know that you think they're kind of exclusive?
Or that you're friends.
Right.
Yeah, he may not even know you guys are connected.
Right.
There's a lot of questions up in the air about this one.
Trina rolls in and says, hey, if y'all aren't exclusive, then he's not doing anything wrong. The only issue would be if the friend knows, and this is definitely the time to have that conversation. If you want to be exclusive and he doesn't, then you know your worth. And vamos!
Now, see, listen. You go into the Facebook comments, and already they're like, dump them both! Get rid of them both! Trash can emoji. The good friend wouldn't date the guy that you're dating. Now, I think I might say yes to all that again if we get answers to the questions of, does he know that's her friend? Does she know she was dating him?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he might think you know, you're thinking casual relationship. He's probably thinking casual relationship too, but maybe since you guys haven't defined what you are, he's like, she knows I'm dating around, or she knows I'm dating, and you don't think that's the case, you know? So I think there needs to be a conversation now
to
before things
that.
Get, yeah, yeah, before things get too, you know, far.
And yes, I think before you have a right to get mad, you need to clarify, okay, is he also wanting to take it a step further and maybe was waiting for you to say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. If you look at the Facebook comments, all of them just say, hey, you got to get rid of everybody. So don't think that is necessarily the case right now, but definitely a conversation needs to be had. Now, are we doing it with the friend first?
I feel like yes. That might clarify some things, too.
Yeah, because the friend isn't going to, well, the friend shouldn't.
The friend shouldn't, yes.
Shouldn't pull the wool over your eyes.
Because right now our listener is feeling betrayed by her.
Yeah.
So she needs to get down to the bottom of it and understand, did the friend know that guy was who she was seeing?
Yeah.
If she did, then yeah, that's a betrayal.
This is true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Maybe that's the pathway forward for you. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
Let us know what happens and if we can help anymore. All right. That's group therapy. How about we play a fun little game called Tap Out? This isn't very physical. It's not like we're getting in a wrestling match and, you know, when you're in submission, you have to tap out because you can't breathe. It's not that.
No, but it's just mentally taxing.
Mentally. Yeah.
So give us a subject. Quick thinking.
We'll go back and forth naming items in that subject until someone has to tap out. We'll start with a listener suggestion. Tony, breakfast items. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Toast.
Eggs.
French toast.
Orange juice.
Bagels.
Pancakes.
Bacon.
Waffles.
Crepes.
Yogurt.
Granola.
Cereal.
Well, you said oatmeal.
You're tapping out.
Tapping out.
All right. That was a little warm up, if you will. All right.
Especially for foods I don't get to eat often.
I know. Neither do I.
Yeah.
Neither do I. Do you want to toss out a category?
How about let's stay in the food lane.
Okay.
Burger places.
Burger places.
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Burger Girl.
Burger Girl?
Yeah.
All right. Jaggers.
WW Cousins.
Muscle and Burger Bar.
Burger Boy.
Wendy's.
McDonald's.
Freddy's.
Burger King.
Troll Pub.
Arby's.
The Exchange in New Albany.
The Exchange in New Albany.
Listen, the goat cheeseburger will change your life.
Game.
I'll say that. Porch.
Proof.
Mark's Feed Store.
Oh, you can get a burger there?
Yes, you can. It's delicious.
You
have to tap. By the way, Lynette says that McDonald's should have been first.
Maybe.
I get it.
I'm tapping out.
Okay.
I'm tapping out. I can't
good
do
one,
it.
Though. Good
do
one.
It. That was good.
Shout out to all those places.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
Good places to get a burger.
All right. How about this?
By the way, Jordan the Dude says on text, I don't know what game we're playing, but I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
We're playing Tap Out. Subject, you can play along. You can play along wherever you're listening. All right?
Yes.
So you just list things in this
if
item
you
until you have to.
Text in answers, that would be helpful.
No. Kelly always tries to find a way to cheat.
By the way, Taylor says, ain't no way Arby's has burgers.
Arby's does.
Did
maybe.
It?
Yeah, I don't know. You let it fly.
Really good chicken, though.
You let it fly.
You're right. I did not, because I was busy thinking of my next answer.
Okay. Game Tap Out. Reasons to go to the doctor.
Oh.
Ready, go.
Wow. Okay, lady parts. Gynecologist, right? That's a doctor.
A cold.
Oh, okay. We're just going to go that lane. Okay. Tummy ache.
Broke my arm.
Backache.
Hurts when I pee.
Headaches.
Ingrown toenail.
Ingrown toenail? You're going to the doctor for that?
Yeah, they're painful.
Ooh, okay. Sprained wrist.
Sprained wrist.
Uh-huh.
A muscle ache.
Muscle ache?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That could be
car accidents.
Oh.
Notice I said accidents.
Whiplash.
Well, that doesn't that. Oh, okay. Really, you're going to go, you're going to get granular with all that?
Hey.
Okay. Did we say broken bones?
I said broken wrist, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to sum it up as broken bones.
Okay.
This could go on forever.
Chicken pox.
Measles.
AIDS.
Wow. Wow. Okay, I'm just going to tap out because I don't like where this is going. It's going down a place. I don't think we need to go.
We're going to a weird spot.
We're going to places where we're going to need ointments, and I just don't want to get into all that.
We're going to start going in and start listing all the STDs that we can think of. And...
Yeah, no. I don't think so. Alexis, yes, fever, chills, cough, sure. Michelle says, by the way, Arby's does have burgers.
See, I thought so. Yes. Okay. Thought I had seen right. something like that.
So much right. information.
We've done how done? Many? All right, have we done three?
I feel like all of our strange ailments is kind of shutting it down.
All right, we'll shut down.
Okay.
There it is, tap out.
I don't need to know any more about Ben's ailments or the ointments that might be required. Did you say trouble with peeing?
Yeah,
I did. You can't linger too long.
You just got to process, decompress
after.
We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
So this starts off with something I'm familiar with, getting swindled on Facebook Marketplace.
Aw, you're just looking for the best deal.
I know, right? You can find some good stuff on there.
Sure.
13-year-old Noah in Kansas mowed lawns all summer, saving up to buy a dirt bike. Oh. Found one on Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
But then found out it was stolen when the police showed up to his house.
Oh, no.
The bike belonged to Glenn in Florida.
Mm.
So Glenn got his bike back, but Noah was out all that money and no bike. So Glenn started a GoFundMe to get him a new dirt bike. Noah, his dad, Zach, and Glenn talked to the news about it.
I had a plan for how to make money in the winter, how to make money in the summer. And it was very industrious.
And I was just, like, bewildered. It was insane. Like, it was horrible.
So happy to have my bike back, but I just could not get the fact that there was a 13-year-old boy in Kansas that had put his hard-earned money into this bike. Him and his dad, I consider friends for life.
What? I'm going to get a new bike. Turns out better than I thought it was going to be. Stolen to a brand new dirt bike.
Wow, so it made its way all the way from Florida to Kansas?
Yes,
dang.
And on to Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, he said, hey, Marketplace is a great tool to get bargains, get some great deals. Sometimes it teaches you buyer beware.
Yeah.
And so far, that GoFundMe has raised $5,200 from 93 donors. So kind of an amazing story that, yeah, now he was going to get a used bike. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be able to afford to get a brand new one.
Well, good.
So even better, and gets a new lifelong friend out of it. You can see their full story. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show on X, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
I'm sure your weekend was pretty crazy with Bourbon and Beyond. Of course, Gaslight Festival happening as well. You know, if you're Kelly, maybe you attended a couple different weddings. And then we went up to Southern Indiana, like midway between Indianapolis and Louisville. It was kind of close to Nashville, Indiana, for a big cross-country meet. And I ran into... Well, I saw the high school of a place where I knew I had an old friend who lived in this city. And I was like, oh, well, Terre Haute's running there. I wonder if my friend is here with his daughter, because I knew that she ran. And so, you know, I texted him. He's like, yeah, we're here. So anyways, this is a guy that I haven't seen in person in probably over 10 years, right? And... you know, we're both here at this cross country meet together.
Yeah.
And so I go and we meet up and I see him there and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm like, what's up? And he's like, hey, I do the handshake and then kind of go in for the half hug type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, hey, you know, how you doing and everything. And so
you recognize him? Did you like kind of both look similar? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And yeah, I mean, you know, with social media, it's you're able to kind of keep up with people a little bit better than you were in the past. And so, you know, well, we're sitting there, we're chatting and everything. And I noticed that, you know, instead of like being close, you know, when chatting too close, being a close talker, you know, Because we've talked about that on the show, when there are people that come up and they speak really close to you, right? And it kind of invades your personal space.
Sure.
I feel like he was the opposite. He took a step back and then he was almost like too far away.
So you felt a little like you had to yell or project even more?
Well, but I almost felt like, oh, am I too close for him?
Am I a close talker?
Am I in the world in his bubble of being too close? Because, I mean, he's a taller guy than I am.
Sure. How's my breath? Is my breath offensive? Does he need to stand back for that? I'm sure you're sitting there thinking all the things.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just like, we're having this kind of conversation and, I'm going through my head. I'm like, okay,
take a step closer?
Yeah.
So I can hear better, and I did
take a step closer at one point to show him something on my phone, and then after the phone thing was done, he took a step back again, and I'm like, I'm like, man, I'm like, oh, what is happening here? I've never been on that side of the close talker, and I didn't think I was being a close talker, but maybe I was.
Did you ever notice that when you talked to him before, like 10 years ago, last time you saw each other in person?
No, I didn't.
Did that ever stand out to you?
No, it never stood out to me.
Okay, so I'm wondering if there's still a lot of people who just, ever since COVID, they're just going to keep their distance.
Oh, you think maybe it's something like that?
It could be that.
I guess it could
be that. There are a lot of people that are just now never going to be in like normal distance with people again.
It could be. Let's blame that.
Yeah. Okay.
and not on the fact
that anything that has to do with you.
That has to do with me. Right. Exactly. me personally. So anyways, hopefully your weekend was good. Hey, coming up next, you know, we could just, well, okay. So this was all born out of the fact that I'll see these notifications come up on like my Nextdoor app or something, or, Ring. I have Ring camera and there's their own like neighborhood app or whatever that just, it's a bunch of, you know, people who are in proximity. They're able to, you know, say things and talk about the neighborhood and stuff like that, stuff that they observe.
And so you get these alerts and then you just in your head read them differently.
Well, some of them are a bit ridiculous. And so to spice them up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And, you know, we've called it, can we make it sexy? Natalie texts in and says, maybe it could be called, can we make it weird? Because it always is.
Yes, it is. 1,000% always weird. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll try it coming up.
Can we make it awkward?
Can we make it awkward? Can we make it sexy? Can we make it anything? All right.
Okay.
So I guess you determine. All right. See how well we do next on 99.7 DJX.
This song is ruined permanently in my brain.
You know, reading things like normal can be boring. So we took Nextdoor and Ring posts and
we'll sassed them up a little bit.
We'll make them less boring, if you will.
A little sass, a little spice.
All right. So, for example, anyone else hear the street racing last night on I-64?
I'm not comfortable with that voice of yours.
I've heard about this in the movies, and I think that's what I heard.
Like Fast and Furious? I think the Fast and Furious. Is that Vin Diesel?
I've heard about this street racing.
Vroom,
street
vroom.
Racing in movies. Vroom, vroom.
Here's one short and sweet. I saw a helicopter.
Why post right. that? Why post right. it? Why?
I don't know.
I Why? Saw a helicopter.
That's great. We kind of see those a lot.
Wow.
There's traffic helicopters all the time, every
News
day.
News helicopters, whatever, yeah. Yes. I saw a helicopter. Can we make it sexy? I was looking up a recipe for beef tacos.
Oh, God.
And heard a loud boom. And lost my Wi-Fi for a minute. anyone else know what happened? I was scared I'd lose the recipe forever. Are you kidding me?
It's the recipe that does it for me. Like, did you need to share what you were doing the time you heard the boom and had the Wi-Fi issue? Couldn't just start with, hey, anybody hear the boom?
There's a Wi-Fi issue, maybe.
Is your Wi-Fi working? Mine seems to be glitchy. Why do we need to share the beef tacos?
I was looking up a recipe.
Did anybody else follow up with me like, well, by the way, can you share your recipe?
Yeah, can you share the recipe?
Like beef tacos? Maybe.
Oh, shoot. Do we want to continue? Do we want to do another round? Let's keep going.
There's a scam alert.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Scam alert.
Okay.
I saw a couple of men walking door to door with clipboards.
Oh no.
Anyone know what they're doing? I've heard of things like this before. Like, they've never seen people with clipboards.
With a clipboard?
Walking door to door.
Hey, what's your cell phone service? Hey, what's your internet? Hey, we've noticed your roof has some hail damage.
Or just, you know, they're selling something.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. It's a sales tactic. It's hard to say no to people's faces. I know, because I say yes all the time.
Oh, shoot. We're reading things like Nextdoor posts and Ring posts and seeing if we can...
Spicier
time. Yeah, seeing if we can make them a little bit more interesting. Does anyone else have an issue with rats?
Ew! That's not, no. That doesn't work at all. It doesn't make it better.
There was one in my gas grill. And now it's in my wall.
Oh!
I'm ready to sell my house.
Right. Oh, that's aggressive. No. How did the rat go from the grill to being in the wall?
I don't know.
Okay.
These are great.
I'd find that entry point.
All right. Couple more.
Oh. I'm looking for someone to replace a mailbox post. I love my old post, but it's just not erect anymore.
Who writes that? Who talks about a mailbox post? Being erect.
That is not a word we use. No, sir, no. No. No.
A mailbox post.
No.
All right, one more. Can we make it sexy?
Oh, gosh.
I'm looking for a mannequin.
What?
For important work.
What is important work?
Please help.
Are you a seamstress? Because that's going to be the only correct answer here.
Yeah, that is.
What are we doing? Are we making a skin suit? I have questions.
We all have questions.
I have questions on that one.
All right, that's another round of Can We Make It Sexy?
Just shut it down.
Mailbox posts, taco recipes, mm-mm. All that.
And I don't even want to know what's going on at the mannequin house.
No, none of that.
Nope.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. You've seen this boyfriend glow up trend on TikTok. It's from a lot of people are using Sabrina Carpenter's new song, When Did You Get Hot, as the inspo for it, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's basically women are showing what their boyfriend looked like before they got their hooks into him.
Okay.
And then after they've improved their guy's style.
Oh, right. Like when I first met my husband and I took him shopping at the mall and made him try on a whole bunch of stuff and then, you know, like complimented him and everything to try to get him out of cargo
pants. Exactly what it is. So you were, again, ahead of the curve.
I was. You just didn't have.
Yeah, you just didn't have TikTok back then to post it and to start a trend. But yeah, it is. It's like showing. So the best ones are the ones of people showing their their person from years ago, like a decade plus, and they're still with this person, right?
Yeah.
And then they show a shot of them today, and, you know, it's like new haircuts, you know, clothes that are better fitting and
sure,
more in line with them, and maybe tidier facial hair, you know, kind of one of those glow ups. So yeah, it's the whole boyfriend glow up trend.
Kind of what J Lo did for Ben Affleck when they first started dating.
Is that what he did?
Oh yeah, he got like polished.
Mm.
He was way more polished with J Lo when she got her hooks in him the first time.
Oh yeah, they did have. Man, yeah. I get so. Yeah, I get confused about what and how many times they've been together.
Twice.
And officially, yeah. And they're not officially together anymore.
No, they divorced.
Yeah, again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so boyfriend glow ups, a thing trending on TikTok. And again, Kelly finds herself at the forefront, ahead of the curve.
Look at that.
With some of that. So, all right, coming up next. Stupid fact of the day for you. We find the most random things on the internet and we bring them to you. That's coming up, and a feel-good story and more on the way. Time for a quick stupid fact of the day. This is where, in the thirst of knowledge and fostering education and all that stuff, we just find random things and we bring it to you. All right. So this is, I don't know if you could imagine something like this in America. However, I feel like it's on the way. But there are public bathrooms in China that make you watch ads to get toilet paper.
OMG.
So
effective,
you.
Effective, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. So you.
You've got a captive audience.
Right, exactly. You got a captive audience, and you actually have a need. So you're going to do what it takes to get it done so you can get six sheets of toilet paper there.
Like, fine. How long are the ads? Are they the 15 seconds that you can skip? Are they full minute? Like, how long?
That's a good question. It just, it doesn't look like it's super long, maybe like a 20, 30 second ad. And then it spits out, you know, some toilet paper. And then if you need more, you've got to watch another ad.
Oh, no!
So depending on the reason for being in there, man, you could, you
could invest
see
some time.
Several different
Might
advertisements.
Even buy some stuff. I think I do need that.
Really, we already do this, especially in men's restrooms, public restrooms. You go in and above the urinals, they have displays. They have
like print ads.
Yeah, print ads, promotions that are coming up. Things like that.
But there's not the time obligation, though.
Just stuff for you to read, I guess.
Yes.
You know, while your hands are full.
That's... Seriously? Seriously? Did you need to?
That's Did not the right...
Did you need to say that? You didn't
have
to go
that That's not the right
far.
Phrase?
No. All you had to do is just say, yeah, you're just reading material. That's it.
Yeah. So,
that's it.
Public bathrooms.
That's it.
In China, that's your stupid fact, make you watch ads to get to the toilet paper.
Well, I'm really glad that it hasn't gone that far yet.
Oh, it's coming.
It's probably coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get to a feel good. Good news is we do these every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is a pretty great story. This bride in Cincinnati never knew her dad. Oh. Didn't think it was going to matter to her on her big day when she was getting married to really not have anyone to walk down the aisle with her. But her landlord knew her backstory and had a gut feeling. So he asked her if he could have the honor of walking her down the aisle. And it really meant a lot to her.
She's a tenant of mine. I'm the landlord.
When I thought about who would walk me down the aisle, trying to figure out what that looks like.
So I went back up to ask Chicole if I could escort her down the aisle. And she said, yes, 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 and on and on and on.
The music's playing. I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. He grabbed my hand so tight, and it was a really good feeling. Like a wound had been healed in my heart.
That's sweet.
Yeah, she said like a wound had been healed in her heart, and that solidified Gil as another family member, not just her new husband.
Nice.
Yep, CBS Evening News profiled the story. You can find it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Things that Spencer Boone on 99.7 DJX. So he had kind of a crazy past few days. Of course, he was just in Louisville for Bourbon and Beyond on Thursday, and we learned after that that he had just experienced a breakup. Oh. Now we don't know if he was the one who, you know, delivered the news to his girlfriend or the vice versa, or if it was something mutual, but nonetheless.
Well, regardless, he did tell a crowd like the night that it happened or the night before or after or whatever that he was having a tough night.
Yeah.
And so either way, it was difficult.
Right. And then his cameraman working with his tour, his name's Tyler. They're in Florida. They're getting ready to do, or they just did. They were just getting ready to do his Tampa tour stop. And he's caught on security camera in a clothes store peeing on the clothes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so Tyler's caught on
security.
Couldn't
go outside and go around back if they didn't have a public restroom?
About $700 worth of clothes surf style shop there in Clearwater.
What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, alcohol was involved.
Sure.
But they saw him on the camera just kind of standing there.
Oh, no.
And then the employees go to look, and yeah. It's on the floor. It's on the clothes.
Oh, no.
I mean, they said they couldn't sell it at that point. They had to get rid of it. But
you couldn't launder that up and sell it at a
discount? That's what I'm saying. Part of me's like, if I knew that it had been laundered, but previously peed on, would I? I might.
I feel like you could do a manager special. You don't necessarily have to say pee clothes, but you go get them laundered.
You wouldn't
tag them up again.
Wouldn't you have to disclose that?
I don't know if you wash them and then they're like brand new again.
See, I don't know what the code of ethics are for.
I'm not sure either.
Realtors when it comes. Sorry, realtors. Wait. What am I trying to say?
Retail shops.
Retails. That's what I'm trying to say.
Retail,
yes.
Yeah.
I know there is a code of ethics for retailers. Is what I was trying to say. Don't know if you have to disclose if they've been previously peed upon. Maybe they don't have that, and so they didn't. They just wanted to avoid it altogether and said, no, you got to get rid of the clothes.
Nope. Okay.
Here's the other question. If you're the employee and you had your eye on this item of clothes, and now all of a sudden you got to get rid of them, are you thinking,
I'll just take it home and launder it myself, and I got myself some free clothes?
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's
the angle.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you don't want to be, run the risk of anybody finding out they were previously peed on.
Right.
Even after you launder them, maybe that's a solution. That's a perk for your employees. Like, hey, listen, your first dibs the pee clothes. If you want to take them home, wash them up, they're yours. Congratulations.
We can't resell them. Wash them in hot. They'll be fine.
It's fine. There's a sanitation little setting on your, I bet, and most of the washers have those now. You sanitize it.
Yeah.
I think good as new.
Especially if it's if it's in my size and it's something I've had my eye on, I'm like,
might be worth it.
I might do that. Put it in a bag.
Right. Yes.
Take it from the bag. Dump it right into
Right into the wash. Sanitize setting. Maybe a couple extra Tide Pods. Whatever you use.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, and then I feel like for Benson, I'd be like, I'd sit the whole crew down and say, listen, guys. If you decide to make any sort of boneheaded decision while you're working for me on my dime, you don't tell them you work for me. You say you're a freelancer. Okay. Leave my name out of it. I don't want to be connected to clothes peers. I don't.
Well, hey, you know what?
I don't need that right now.
We're giving Benson a little extra shine.
We are, but I don't know. That's not the spotlight he wants to be in, I feel like.
All right. Well, anyways. What you should take from this whole segment is that both Kelly and I would consider laundering and wearing pee clothes.
100%. But also don't do that.
All right. Hey, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. And you'd think you could tell the difference between a firework and a birthday candle.
Right, this is another setting the bar story, because the first one was don't pee on clothes
at
a store.
Well, sure. I mean, we could say that.
When you work for Benson Boone, but this is another one.
This is another one. Next on 99.7 DJX. This is a part of the show where we give you a setting the bar story. Kelly,
it's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's pretty, I think, easy to tell the difference between a firework and a birthday candle, right?
I mean,
one comes in like a little pack that you, and then so they're multicolor, and you get them at the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all the fireworks, maybe the sparkler might be the closest to looking like a candle. But I feel like those are clearly marked on the box as well.
They still look like sparklers.
But I know, and they're probably clearly marked on the box. Like, this is a sparkler, it's a firework.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting fireworks on a birthday cake instead of candles, you're doing okay. Everyone say happy birthday to Askin. He's in Germany. Whoops.
Oh!
Do you hear that?
Oh, the screams. Yes. Running away.
Whoops. Happy birthday, Askin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did anybody get hurt?
I mean, don't know.
Did the cake survive?
Probably not.
Oh, dang it. All the way around.
So
and hopefully the house didn't get burned down with the inside.
Yeah. So I don't know how, if it was maybe just a prank or if it was on accident, but
I mean, there are those candles you can't blow out. Those are kind of like the trick candles.
This was not that. No.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very big.
Yes.
They are.
They're like, I found these at a discount bin in the grocery store.
Well, and listen,
these will be great.
They don't even look
like candles.
Like
no,
candles.
They look like fireworks.
They do look like fireworks. Okay, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
No,
but
I'm
checking out the pictures and the video, and it's pretty clear.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting fireworks on a birthday cake instead of the birthday candles, you're doing okay.
OMG. Well, okay. So it looks like. All right. It looks like they might have had actual candles on the cake, but there are like cone-shaped fireworks that they used to light the candles. And there's like five of them on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shocked when they're going
They're shocked.
It's like,
we didn't know this would happen.
Those are clearly fireworks.
Yeah.
They're like, they look like little teepee shapes, and they're just spewing like a little fountain of fireworks.
Yeah.
Makes for a fun video, though. Thank you.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. We'll share it up. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.